from the eye.
This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening. A recording for Blue Note Records.
This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM, and I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty excited about today's show because we are starting off with that track, which is a great way to start a show, I think. We have a show dedicated to the saxophone tonight. We've got all sorts. We've got Stanley Turrentine, Brandon Allen, Joshua Redman, and we've got a interview with Brandon Allen playing tracks from his most recent album and reflecting on his appearance at Leicester Jazz House and the musician just last week. But we're going to go into a tune now from Horace Silver. It's called Que Pasa, and it's from the album Song From My Father.
Thank you.
Portuguese father. That was Horace Silva on piano from his classic album on Blue Note called Song for My Father, and that particular tune was called Que Passa. Now, the rest of the show is dominated by saxophone players. We're going to go with Stanley Turrentine next with a tune called My Girl Is Just Enough from the album Blue Note Stanley Turrentine Sessions. My Girl Is Just Enough. Thank you. That was the wonderful Stanley Turrentine and My Girl Is Just Enough Woman For Me from the album Blue Note, Stanley Turrentine Sessions. Now, speaking of Stanley Turrentine, last week at The Musician, we had the wonderful Brandon Allen Quartet playing a new album of theirs called The Stanley Turrentine Project. And I was lucky enough to see the gig and also to interview Brandon Allen after the gig to hear a little bit about what he and the band are up to, where they're touring and what's going on. So here is the interview. I hope you enjoy it. And then we're going to follow it with three tracks from their latest album. So Brandon, it was a great gig at Leicester Jazz House. I really, really enjoyed it. And you might think that I say that to everybody, but actually I didn't. I really, really enjoyed it. So thanks very much. Tell me, why the Stanley Turrentine Project? Why is your album about Stanley Turrentine and his music?
Well, basically, 2016, I did something about Gene Ammons, you know? And basically, Gene Ammons was one of my earliest influences, you know? So I just sort of thought, okay, well, let's play some of these tunes that he recorded. And then as I sort of did it, it became aware that I could kind of play the music of this sort of, you know, saxophone legend, but kind of put my own stamp on it. And so that really worked really well. People seemed to like it because it was a proper jazz project, but it was kind of quite palatable really to the ear, because it was not just because of the material, but because of the fact that as a player, he was sort of rooted in jazz, but also some of the later, like more like soul jazz, funkier side of thing. And so that went really well. And when that ran its course, there was a period where I made another album in between. And then I was just listening to a load of Stanley Turrentine, and it was like, actually, that tune would be fun to do. And, oh, that could be quite good. I could kind of arrange that way. And then basically I was working with some guys at the moment. I said, well, that band would work really well for that music. So it just kind of happened out of that, really. It's kind of funny that I ended up doing another homage to another saxophonist. But it was a kind of a good one, because obviously everyone sort of plays the music of Coltrane, or they do Sonny Rollins, or they do this and do that, but not too many people had touched Turrentine. So I thought it was a good little thing to follow, you know.
Yeah, brilliant. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really good. Now, you touched on the band, and I have to say, the band you were with were just outstanding. Tell me about the band. Have you gotten to know them? Do they play with you regularly? What's the deal?
Connor is that he's extremely versatile. You know, he can do, sort of very sort of contemporary projects on either electric or double. Dave, ever since I've said, I probably played with Dave maybe 8 years ago, and I was like, that feels really good. He's just he's got a great feel, you know. And Will was one of those guys that, I mean, I love playing with pianists, you know. So I'm always sort of, when I discover a pianist that I like, I sort of tend to kind of stick with them for a while, you know. And all of these guys are really committed to the project, and we all get on like a house on fire and stuff. So why it's worked is because they've all played together in other projects too. So yeah, I'm really happy with like just the chemistry. It's great, because there's no issues, there's no problems, no one's annoying anyone else. But and when we get on the bandstand, everyone's 100% committed. So yeah, so it's cool.
What were your favorite tracks on your new album?
I really like The Island, and I like Little Green Apples.
Yeah.
And I like Evil, I think came out really well. And it's quite interesting to hear how they're all sort of developing live, because they are definitely changing. And so it's really nice. I have to say, I'm just, kind of really happy with how the whole thing is just sort of moving. And I mean, you know, the album we recorded in one day, you know, so I mean, it was,
wow,
kind of miraculous, really. I mean, it was, you know, it's sort of self-funded project, you know, you sort of, you know, but there was something about just going in and having to do it and just having to concentrate and accept what you've done. We recorded it in one day, and everyone did a great job, you know. I mean, there's barely any editing on the album. I mean, probably just the saxophone, you know.
No, I'm sure that's not the case. Anyway, I really enjoyed the album. It's really good. So now, of course, the inevitable question then is, what next? What do you think? I mean, you're touring at the moment. So I know you played Wiltshire, Leicester, Shrewsbury, Bristol. What other dates have you got on this tour, or are you about to finish?
Yeah, so we're basically, tonight we're in Shrewsbury at the Hive, and then next week we have another little run. So on Friday, I think it's the 18th, we're at the Bear Club in Luton, which is a nice spot there. And then Peggy Skylight in Nottingham on the Saturday 19th. And then the 20th, we're at one of my old, like, it's probably the gig that I've been doing. I've been playing at this venue or one of the venues, many venues, down in Croydon for about 21 years. So when I first sent out my first demos, when I arrived in the UK, this guy, Ken, basically booked me to play at his venue. And so I've basically played at sort of 6 or 7 of his different venues in Croydon. So it's kind of like do the late night gig in Peggy Skylight, get home like kind of late and then try and make it for a lunchtime gig. But it's really cool. Yeah. It's a cool venue for me. So so we finish at the Oval in Croydon. And then at the end of the month, we play at the Eastside Jazz Club in Leytonstone, not in Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so,
well, great. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully people who are listening to the interview will get the opportunity to go and see you because it's you're well worth seeing. And so what do you think you might work on next recording wise?
Well, I mean, I've got a sort of a lockdown album, which I'm trying to get finished. I may try and release that. We're talking about maybe with this doing some sort of a live thing, maybe, and adding some other tracks to it. So we may do that. Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a few things that I could do, but I think I'm going to just sort of try and, you know, follow this through. I'm trying to get some, you know, festivals for this and try and get us abroad. And I'm also going out and doing this project with some other people. I'm doing something in Paris and I'm also doing something in Rome. I have a friend in Holland that I might do some stuff. So it's, yeah, trying to kind of push this project, bring the band, obviously, wherever I can. But, you know, if I can nip across and do a couple of nights on my own with some other people that I've worked with, I'm going to do that as well. So, yes, I mean, I have a tendency to kind of jump the gun and like start something else and then, you know, not. So I'm trying to kind of stick with the project for at least 6 months. You know.
I see. Well, that's good. Okay, good. Final thing for me is, who are you listening to at the moment? Give us the names of two or three artists, either older or contemporary. What do you rate at the moment?
I mean, I'm always listening to different things all the time, to be honest with you. And you know, sometimes I go through phases of, you know, listening to one particular artist. Like this morning, I've been listening to Cedar Walton. It was like an album with Bob Berg. And so I was listening to that. It's like in the 70s, you know. You know, I'll get obsessed with Stan Getz again for a while, or go back to listening to Charlie Parker. And because, you know, because of sort of Spotify and Apple Music and all that, there's always these new recordings coming out. You know, I'm sort of keep revisiting all these old people. I mean, I'm a bit just stuck in the past, really.
So listen, I know you're going to be getting back on the road soon to get to your next gig. Thanks ever so much, Brandon. I really appreciate it. Great set that you did.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Sanjay.
from the album The Stanley Turrentine Project from the Brandon Allen Quartet. And that first track from this album is called Let It Go. We're going to move on to another track now called Love for Sale from the Stanley Turrentine Project.
Thank you. relaxing music in the Jazz House on 103 The Eye.
Brandon Allen Quartet with Will Barry on piano, Connor Chaplin on bass, and of course there was Dave Ingemels on drums. And so that was from the album The Stanley Turrentine Project. They played at Leicester Jazz House just last week. Fantastic band Great Set, and if you get a chance to see them on their tour, well worth seeing. Now we're going to switch to Julian Lage now and a tune called Nocturne from his album called Arclight. Play at the Love Supreme Jazz Festival this July. That was Julian Lage on guitar playing a tune Nocturne from his album Arclight. Now we're going to move on to probably the best bass player in the world, in my opinion, and that's Marcus Miller. And this is Jazz in the House.
Thank you.
probably the best bass player in the world. That's Marcus Miller with Jazz in the House from the album Live and More. And he's playing at Ronnie Scott's in July, if you get the chance to go and see him. So on tonight's show, we have had Brandon Allen, we've had Stanley Turrentine, Julian Lage. We're going to finish off in a second with Joshua Redmond. But first, I thought I would announce a couple of gigs. We've got the Ivo Neame Quartet playing on March 31st at the Attenborough Centre. And then a band I'm really looking forward to called Collectiva. They're playing at the Y on April the 14th. So if you get a chance to go down and see them, I think they will be a treat. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM. We go out every Friday night from 9 till 10 in the evening, and you can hear us again overnight on Monday night. But let's finish off tonight's show with Streams of Consciousness from Joshua Redmond. The album is called Freedom in the Groove, released in 1996. So here he is, Joshua Redmond on sax, and his track called Streams of Consciousness. Have a great week.
We'll be right back.